WHBC. Hi, David. How do you explain a 24-6 start looking like you're playing your best basketball of the year and then lose by 17?
I felt we just got nothing from our bench. You look at the scoring difference, 52-17 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. That pretty much explains it.
Did you went back to the starters to try and get it back going? Were they out of gas from the start? Or?
I don't think so, but it seemed like we lost the momentum.
Are we here, Chris? Front row.
Chris Parker, Cleveland Scene.
Chris.
I was wondering what you could say about the team's emotional maturity. It seemed that there was a tendency to take quick shots when things started to go bad. I think specifically there was a time in the second quarter where they got the Williams went in for a layup, Kyrie went back, shot a quick jump shot, which immediately went back in transition and got it and got Vasquez to the line. And then in the third quarter, there was a time when they got a layup, LeBron came down, shot a quick turnaround, which went back again in the other direction with a quick transition layup. And it seemed to exacerbate the runs that they were going through.
We really want to play with pace, Chris, and sometimes that plays in your favor, and then other times it doesn't. It seemed like those moments that you mentioned, which are true, were examples of that.
David Bevin, yes.
I did.
Other than the bench, the turnovers, a big number again. It had to be a point of emphasis. You think coming into the way you've been talking about it. Do you think it was the same type of mistakes tonight versus the other three losses in the
state? It wasn't in terms of our fast break. We were better on the break, but there were a lot of, again, far too many unnecessary turnovers, just ball handling turnovers and mistakes that a good half of them are avoidable. And you need those possessions, you really do. They're momentum breakers or momentum makers for the other team.
Rick in the middle.
David Rick Nolan from the Medina Gazette. Their three primary guards had 79 points. Was it just quality offense on their part or a lack of defense on your part?
Well, those are three pretty good guards, and Toronto has been playing great basketball so far this year, and those guys have been consistently good. I thought Sean Marion did a terrific job on DeRozan in the first half. He held him to 3 points. But other than that, we never really got our hands around the other guys.
Kenny again.
Kenny Rutter, WHBC. You mentioned you got nothing from your bench, David. You made one change.
I didn't say nothing. We didn't get enough.
Well, the last two games, 91-28.
Yes. Yes.
You made one lineup change earlier this year.
Yeah.
Are you contemplating?
Yes.
Making some changes there?
Yes.
Fine, next game.
Potentially.
Chris Parker, Cleveland Scene. One thing I did notice, it seemed like the guards were coming down to rebound. There was a lot better rebounding this game. I was wondering if you could comment on that.
When you're struggling, you're looking for every single way you can to gain possessions and to show some more grit. So we did emphasize the rebounding aspect. It's kind of funny that you have a game that you have more assists, you have more rebounds, you have more fast break points, you have more paint points significantly in all four of those categories, and you lose by 17. But if a guy comes off the bench and scores 36 and they shoot 42 free throws and make 38, and a lot of those free throws were just mental mistakes on our part. It's a team that leads the league or a second in the league and getting to the line. And that's a ball fake team before they shoot. And you got to be disciplined and stay down on the ground and not allow them to bait you into foolish fouls. And it probably, I can't remember the number, but it probably happened 8 times in the game. A few of those from 3 too. So you're looking at 20 something free throws from just not staying down.
Here to the right, Chris.
Chris Haynesville from Ohio.
Chris.
Coach, can you compare what you're going through now to a particular year prior to any of the other teams? How did that come about?
No, I can't. I can't.
Absolutely.
Haven't had a losing record in my career and will not have one here.
Joe.
Joe Barton, Northeast Ohio Media Group. If you can just limit it to this week, does LeBron look to you like the player that you saw on TV or that you saw in the Olympics?
LeBron is the greatest player in a game of basketball. And I see that every day.
Will Merge, WTAM. You're 12 games in now. Is this still chemistry building issues, or do you think it's something more different?
It's a lot of things, and we will figure it out.
Hi, Ed. Could you talk about your rationale for playing LeBron, allowing LeBron to pass the ball at the most critical moments in the fourth quarter, rather than letting him to take over a game and attacking the rim or taking jump shots?
There really wasn't a specific order as far as that was concerned. So I don't have a specific explanation for it, you know. Honestly.